Look, Vodacom is one of South Africa's most loved brands, always remaining and oscillating between second and third. But in terms of the most valuable telecoms brand, Vodacom continues to be.
How do you balance this kind of customer insight from the data that you collect and how much you communicate this customer insight with your agency partners to continue winning this, call it, mind share of the consumer?
Look, we really connect almost about 60 million South Africans. So we get to know what time you wake up and what time you go to sleep and what do you do in between. And it gives us the opportunity to really give South Africans the most innovative of products and make sure that South Africa always has the solutions available for us.
On The Lead Creative, we often ask what makes marketing truly effective, not just provocative, but commercially and culturally meaningful. In this series, we speak to Effie Award South Africa jurors, marketers, and agency leads to explore what drives real impact. The Effies celebrate ideas that grow brands, shift perception, and build relevance. We unpack what makes winning work, how top brands think about effectiveness, and the role of brave, bold ideas in marketing today. Because the Effies, in our view, aren't just about what you made or created, but what it truly achieved. Share your thoughts on some of the most impactful marketing work you've seen recently. And please share this conversation and subscribe to The Lead Creative.
And I'm joined by Tami Majola, the Executive Head of Brand and Communication at Vodacom. Tami, thanks so much for joining us.
Good evening.
So you're fresh from judging the Effie Awards. And of course, the Effie celebrates effective marketing. As a marketer yourself, what are some of the trends that you saw in the work that came in this year?
Oh, thank you so much for having me. I think it was such a privilege to be part of the panels for the Effies this year. One of the most outstanding measurements on all the trends was effectiveness. Most of the brands have been enjoying an effective measurement of the ROI. What I've seen in the categories that I've been is what is real impact. Yes. And this is where you see that marketing is the business. And when you approach it in that way, where marketers are starting to embrace themselves, immerse themselves onto the language of the boardroom and really be joined at the hip with their CFOs to really bring forth meaningful results.
Yes.
This is the trend that's moving. And in the advent of AI, we all now have to do work that does have an impact on the bottom line.
Interesting that you mentioned the CFOs and you mentioned the bottom line, which are very much
hot topics in marketing. Right now, they've always been, but I suppose in the past year or two, they've been spoken about a lot alongside effectiveness. And this is in and around the idea that the chase sometimes for, the bottom line, the chase for all of this makes marketing have this short-term view, which doesn't really build brand. How do you balance that?
Look, I think a brand strategy is a business strategy.
Yeah.
We all know the most impactful, the most powerful, and the most successful drink is the red drink.
Right.
And it always shows up with the brand.
Mm.
And it's always long-term.
Yeah.
It's probably the most copied presence marketing in all the townships,
yeah,
in all of the villages, all over South Africa and all over the world. Mm. And what really stands out is the iconic brand called Coca-Cola.
Yeah.
And you can't miss it.
Yes.
And all of that pervasive presence does result in the bottom line. And marketers have to just make sure that whatever they bring out has to have a metric and a benchmark that really is measurable within the business. Because once you deliver results in the business, whether you're bringing in a long-term brand strategy,
yes,
or a short-term promotional campaign,
mm,
you will have the ear of your CFOs,
sure,
you have the ear of your board and the directors, and they really will embrace whatever marketers do. Marketers have to really, really extend their voices out there,
yeah,
and really showcase and embrace all of the business challenges. Africa has got the most problems, but Africa has got the biggest of opportunities.
Yes.
And marketers have a plethora of opportunities that are out there and really solve all of the problems that we've got in Africa.
One of the things that comes out a lot in the solving Africa's problems is, of course, telecommunications,
absolutely,
right? The industry that you're in. And
If you grew up at a certain time in South Africa, you will remember the iconic Yebo Gogo, for instance. And competition was very little back then for that telecoms market. How do you win a new customer today who doesn't know how iconic Vodacom was at some point and how iconic Vodacom continues to be today, a customer who is getting into the space with so much competition? How do you still resonate with that customer the same way that I remember Yebo Gogo sitting here today?
Look, Vodacom is one of South Africa's most loved brand. In the last 2 years, we've always been the most loved brand, always remaining and oscillating between second and third.
Yeah.
But in terms of the most valuable telecoms brand, Vodacom continues to be. And what we've taken and as a leap of really, really serious learning from our predecessors is to tell authentic South African stories.
Right.
So we really aim to connect with our customers. The new customers that are coming in the advent of Wi-Fi who might not know a SIM card, we're now going to eSIM.
Yes.
And really bringing in all of these innovations that means a lot to them.
Yes.
We understand that the market is moving. We understand that all of these innovative products will continue to come. And Vodacom is at the front of innovation in everything that we do. And in terms of our purpose, I mean, we really believe in leaving no one behind and connecting everyone for a better future and really bringing solutions that are going to continue to put us at the front of all the problems that we've got in South Africa, and we embrace them. Mm-hmm. We take them with the challenge and the eager that will always resonate at every point in time.
Yes.
What our predecessors have done from a Yebo Gogo perspective, we continue to do.
Yes.
Last year, we celebrated 30 years of Vodacom, and we're looking forward to the next 30 years.
Yeah.
And our aim is to, in the next 30 years, to continue to be South Africa's most loved brand.
So, when he was head of marketing at Vodacom, I spoke to AB Mokotane. And one of the things that he said, which I found interesting back then, and this must have been about 2 years ago, if that, or more, is that, so Vodacom and a telco sits in this interesting and really great position of having a lot of customer data.
Right.
And by virtue of having this customer data, by giving a lot of this customer data to an agency, you know the customer better than the agency ever will. How do you balance this kind of customer insight from the data that you collect and how much you communicate this customer insight with your agency partners to continue winning this, call it, mind share of the consumer?
Look, insights is at the heart of everything that we do. And analytics really give our agency partners a very, very rich brief to understand what a customer wakes up to do and they sleep knowing what they have consumed throughout the day.
Right.
This gives us an opportunity to see into the customer's lifespan, into what they use and what they use our products for. It helps us to innovate our propositions at a daily basis. So we really use that insight to really enrich our briefs and getting into what matters to them most.
Right.
And we get to really use our big data that we always mine as one of the leading telecoms and having the market share. We really connect almost about 60 million South Africans. So we get to know what time you wake up and what time you go to sleep and what do you do in between. And it gives us the opportunity to really give South Africans the most innovative of products and make sure that South Africa always has the solutions available for us. The most recent one was our partnership with Eskom in the advent of load shedding, and we continue to look at the solutions that we'll offer to South Africa and really moving the country forward. So all of our insights and all of our data helps us to craft our products and services, enhance our network, and ensure that we always speak to the customer in the manner that they understand as communicators.
Now, my second last question to you. Sure. You mentioned AI when we first started talking. You spoke about understanding the customer and this sort of customer insight. In this age of AI and the self-sold customer who kind of almost diagnoses their own problem or issue using AI, where does effectiveness in that kind of marketing look like it's going? And what does it mean, the relationship that you build between yourself and the customer?
So at the heart of our brand promise, which is Further Together,
yeah,
it is about plugging in technology with the human spirit.
Right.
So at Vodacom, we believe that technology is nothing without humanity.
Mm.
And at the heart of everything that we do, it is all about AI plus human becomes
yes.
the future.
Right.
So even as we move into alternative generative AI and also all the solutions that we will use, we are aiming to solve customers' problems.
Mm-hmm.
Including showing up in a human-centric manner. So we believe that the technology is going to continue to help find processes that are slimmer, accelerate service for us, but at the heart of it is about solving human tension points that are going to really be presented by our products and services. So AI will continue to be a tool that we use to really find effectiveness in our customer service, in our product innovations, and what our customers give as feedback on where we need to enhance and improve our products and services. But at the heart of it is about solving the human tension and really making sure that we leave no man behind.
I just had a conversation with Arpansur, the CMO of the Sub-Saharan Africa business unit at Mondelez, who was, of course, your co-juror. And we usually ask our guests to leave a question, pass the mic to our next guest. And the question that he left for you was, where is marketing going in the next 5 years? How different will it be 5 years from now in comparison to where it is today?
My view is that marketing is moving towards being intuitive, really solving customers' problem at a go.
Yeah.
So brands have got to respond. So when Tammy runs out of airtime, our service AI or our bot needs to give me what's available online there and then and be able to have a plethora of self-service products that can take me to my next recharge point.
Right.
So marketing has got to be intuitive to what our customers are needing. If we think about challenges that we've got from an infrastructure perspective, and you think about digital billboards that we've got, and you go home and you're driving from work, marketing has got to evolve to say you will be facing load shedding in the next 30 minutes, or you will run out of water in the next 15 minutes.
Right.
So that on your way home, you can top up with the supplies that you need to be having when you get home and make sure that you can go on with your life. So the future of marketing for me is immediate intuition.
Right.
We need to be able to preempt our customers' needs upfront without them telling us and really offer them the services that they will need in the next hour.
Tammy, thanks so much for joining us. Now it's your turn to pass the mic to our next guest by leaving a question for them around their creative process, creativity, marketing, or even life for that matter. We don't get enough life questions,
right.
But any question on around their creative process, creativity, and marketing?
So I think what I'd leave for your next person that will come through is, how will marketing remain relevant without AI? So how do we remain relevant without AI? So all of us are now leaping forward towards the dependence of AI.
Yeah.
But if you take away AI, how do we continue to maintain our relevance in the market?
Tammy, thank you so much for joining us. It was an absolute honor.
Thank you so much, Squire.